Welcome to the Nobody Guide to Life, where we provide tips and tools for personal growth, personal development, and your spiritual journey that you can use right now in your everyday life. I'm J.A. Plosker. You can find out more at thenobodyguidetolife.com. Thank you for joining us. So it's another episode of me flying solo here with all the COVID stuff going on. It's been hard to find a time for Melissa and me to sit down together to record. I'm sure many of you can relate in your own lives. This has been a very strange time, so hopefully she will be back here with us soon. So a recent article crossed my desk that states new research finds more mindful folks are more prone to forgiveness and a forgiving attitude. Now, I thought that was really, really interesting. So I, of course, had to give that article a read. The article is from SciPost.com, and it was talking about a study recently published in the journal Emotion. So according to the article, one of the study authors said, and I quote, "Understanding the role of mindfulness may actually provide novel insights into how people forgive. The difficulty in forgiving another person often lies in the process of immersing oneself in emotions and thoughts about what happened, which tends to fuel rather than lower the hurt. Taking a step back and taking a third-person perspective on such internal processes, which mindfulness may help you to do, could prevent this extra layer of distress in the wake of being offended and make it easier to forgive," unquote. Now, in the study, researchers found that people who perceive feelings without necessarily reacting to them also got over getting their feelings hurt more quickly. Now, is this some absolute rule that suggests if we're more mindful, then we'll be more forgiving? No. Research like this, of course, is usually, it's just a gateway, you know, a quick look in. So in other words, a study like this opens the door for more research to take place so that we can find a more solid causal link. And I love studies like this because it brings hope to people. When you read something like that, it's really exciting to think that certain practices that we do, like mindfulness and meditation, we know there are benefits. But this shows us that we may be doing things we're not even aware of. We may be improving our lives in ways that we're not even aware of. So I think it's really interesting when a research door like that opens. And I'm really thankful that there are researchers out there that are researching this kind of stuff for us. So what this does is it gets us thinking, right? So it's not definitive proof of anything, but it gets us thinking. It gets us thinking about the importance of mindfulness, the importance of forgiveness, and how the things that we do on a daily basis, like we said, like mindfulness practice, can have positive repercussions for us that, you know, maybe we can't even imagine. Now, as you know, we talk about mindfulness on this show a lot, and I believe it's something we can all do, no matter who we are, famous or not, and that it's a powerful tool to help us all grow in our lives. And now, we're starting to see just how powerful this practice of mindfulness can be. And for those of you who've listened to the show for a while, you know how big of an impact mindfulness has had on my life and how it's prompted me to do so many things, workshops, trainings, talks about the power of this. Now, that's not because mindfulness is a magical potion, right? But mindfulness gets us to do some things that are very important. And as many of you know, I recently published a novel called An Audible Silence, and it centers around a character who's thrust into the mazes of mindfulness and meditation to help him work through some issues in his life, issues that require a powerful level of, oddly enough, forgiveness. So this article really piqued my interest at that level, and I thought it was really interesting that it would cross my desk right now. So let's take a closer look at mindfulness practice and see how it might help us in the difficult work of forgiveness. And as usual, I want you to remember, I'm starting from my own experience with mindfulness, right? My own experience with forgiveness. Yours may differ. And as always, that's totally 100% fine. So first, mindfulness helps us train our minds to think before we react, or at least that's what it does for me. Now, I've noticed that as I practice mindfulness more and more, I've become more interested in the fact that I even have reactions at all instead of reacting. So it's not reacting so much that's the center of my concern. It's the fact that I even have reactions to begin with. Do I still react to stuff? Yes, of course. Do I still get angry? Yes. Impatient? Yes. Frustrated? Yes. But what I've gained through this practice of mindfulness is the new habit of taking a moment before leaping into arguments or a defensive posture. It doesn't take a researcher to know that simple practice can, of course, lead to a more forgiving attitude because we're less likely to pick fights, carry grudges, or lash out when we pause and try to think something through. Now, that leads to a second powerful benefit of mindfulness that relates to forgiveness. So for me, it's the idea of letting go a little more. When we train our minds to accept and be still in the moment, instead of clinging to wrongs, we're less likely to get carried away in our stories. See, when people wrong us, at least I think, we add that wrong to the ongoing storyline of our life. When someone wounds us emotionally, or we create a character or persona around that, right? One minute we might be sitting in our car, just kind of going along, and then in the blink of an eye, when someone cuts us off or gives us the finger, or whatever ridiculous thing people do on the road, we immediately turn into the best Hollywood scriptwriter. We create a persona and story of that other driver, complete with a history. We know their mental state and motivations, and we quickly piece together a story of how that person has wronged us in the most dramatic fashion. Now, if we're not careful, mindful, we can let that storyline stay with us all day, all night, right? It clings to us, you know, maybe all week. And we let one story ruin the book. But if we practice a mindfulness attitude in times of stress, such as accepting a moment without judgment, often we can let slights like that pass. Right? They blow through us like a breeze. Now, sure, that breeze tussles our hair a little and maybe it gets some sand in our eye, but we comb the hair back, wipe our eyes off, and move on. When we let go of something like that, we forgive much, much easier. And third, a mindfulness practice helps us develop empathy. How? Well, let's go back a few steps. So if we accept moments for what they are, we're less prone to judge. So when we're not busy judging, we have more time to experience a situation, right? To be open. So think about that person on the road we just talked about. As they blow past you, if you can accept the moment, but you know, if you simply have to craft a story, maybe it becomes a story of a person frustrated at home who takes anger out on the road. Maybe the person just had a bad day or is late. The tone of the stories we tell, if we absolutely have to tell them, will change based on our ability to try to side with another person or feel what they're feeling. We're more open to hear what friends and family, for instance, have to say when we can sit in their feelings with them in the moment instead of judging them. And that can really help on the forgiveness front because things that once hurt us, like a slight or nasty comment, become parts of other people's stories that we can hear from a different place, a detached place, right? And it's no longer about forgiveness at all, but just kind of letting it go. Now look, we all have people in our lives who, for whatever reason, just don't like us, and they never will, because they've made up their mind, and it's done. No matter how nice we try to be or whatnot, they just aren't going to budge or change their view of us. They'll never forgive us for this or that, or maybe they'll always have it in for us, you know, as they say. But mindfulness and forgiveness aren't about what others will do or how others will change, right? It's about how we can change ourselves. I've had to learn some hard lessons over the years about trying to get people to like me. You know, I think we're all guilty of that on some level. And what I'm realizing is something you probably already know. It's not usually about me. Sometimes one person's happiness will make another person unhappy. It just is. For an unhappy person, happiness can be a trigger. Sometimes a smile will put a scowl on someone else's face. I'm sure we've all been walking down the street at one time or another and we smile at a stranger and we get a scowl back. Okay. Sometimes a success for one person triggers anger in another person or jealousy. That's nothing that we have control over. But what we can do is this. We can practice our mindfulness mindsets so that when difficult people or situations arise, we're less likely to react. To take it personally, we're less likely to have that yucky feeling in our gut, less likely to make a judgment, and more likely to empathize with maybe what they're feeling in that situation. We're more likely to let go of hurt and to forgive. Now, does this mean we don't have a right to feel hurt? Well, of course not. I'm not dismissing pain in the world. I'm not suggesting we just accept and accept to the point where we make ourselves sick or we perpetuate injustice. You have your own measuring stick for your life. And you alone know what's best out there in your great big world and what's best for you. All I'm saying here is that for those of us who do commit to a mindfulness practice during the day, no matter how small, we may just find ourselves benefiting in ways, as we said, that we can't even imagine. So here's what I say. Give in to the forgiveness. If it feels right, go with it. I know that when we see someone who hurt us or doesn't like us, the first reaction is to hold on to the hurt and anger, you know, how they made us feel and how unfair life is. But maybe, just maybe, we can loosen the knot in our stomachs just a little if we pause, get still, accept, and empathize. Now, will this be a cure-all for the boardroom bully or the nasty neighbor? Sadly, no. But little by little, piece by piece, moment by moment, day by day, we may just find ourselves in a place where we are ready to drop the hammer down and forgive. Or perhaps we get to a place where we need to do a little less forgiving because, well, we get a little less hurt each time. And that brings us to the end of this episode of The Nobody Guide to Life. Check out more episodes at thenobodyguidetolife.com. And I mentioned my new novel. If you want to check that out, head to japlosker.com or anaudiblesilence.com. And you can find more information. It's also an audiobook that's out there on iTunes and places like Chirp and Nook. So check that out. Reach out to me on Instagram at japlosker if you want. And let me know how mindfulness and forgiveness work in your life. Keep practicing and have a good week.